Batman said, chapter 5, mission 11, Va'elu Ovrim Belota said, these people will transgress a negative commandment if they take part in an interest-bearing loan. We'll see now there's actually a number of negative commandments. But the following people, Hamalve Va'alove, the lender and the borrower, both transgress if it's an interest-bearing loan. Not only that, Va'arev, the guarantor, if there's a guarantor to that loan, he also transgresses. Va'edim, if there are any witnesses to the loan, they stand there as official witnesses, they also transgress. The Chomer Omrim Afa Sofer, so the rabbis, even the scribe who writes a promissory note, also transgresses. Ovrim Mishum Lot Titain, and they transgress quite a few transgressions. The first is, you shall not give him your money on interest. That's the first verse. Next, Mishum Baltikach Ma'ito, that you do not take from him any interest or increase. Next, Umishum Lotia Lo Kenosha, that you should not be to him as a creditor. Umishum, and the last verse, there's more. Lota Simon Alav Neshech, you shall not place upon him interest. And finally, Mishum Velifna Iva Lotita Mikshul, Yeresa Me Elokecha Ani Hashem, that you shall not put a stumbling block before the blind, but you shall fear your God, I am the Lord. So the Gemara learns that the lender transgresses all the prohibitions listed in the Mishnah. The borrower transgresses only, you shall not lend on interest to your brother, and to your brother you shall not lend on interest, and you shall not put a stumbling block before the blind, because the borrower causes the lender to lend interest. So that's the stumbling block. The guarantor and the witnesses transgress only one, nor shall you place upon him interest. And according to the sages who say that the scribe also transgresses, he also only transgresses one. So there you see that different people transgress different of these avaras that the Mishnah has listed.